Hi guys, welcome back for episode 29. So last week we had our first guest on, which was absolutely amazing. We got to unpack the secrets behind writing award-winning applications with Annette, and she gave us so many amazing insights. So it was really amazing to have her on. And the big lesson with that was it's not just what you've done, it's about how you tell the story. And case studies work the exact same way. So there's stories that prove your value and persuade future prospects.
Yeah, so I mean, in B2B, Chloe, case studies are hugely important because they provide proof, they provide persuasion, and they can help show the value in a way where you're not kind of...
selling.
You're not selling, right?
There's no sales pitch involved.
That's right. All you're basically doing is you're trying to communicate the value, and you do that kind of and make that emotional connection with your prospects before they even get to the point where they're thinking about using your products and services. And I mean, during that time, they do build trust and credibility quickly with prospects, especially if the prospects are identifying themselves with the same kind of problems that the case study is trying to help you show that it's solved, which it should be, right? Because obviously that prospect is your ideal customer profile, right? Buyer persona, and they've arrived on your website because of how you've positioned your content, your messaging, and your business and all that kind of stuff. So they're there to see how you can help them. And, you know, they're about helping shorten the sales cycle. So, you know, if you can't make that connection with prospects, how do you make that connection with prospects, you know? So, and this is, I suppose, in a lot of cases, this is what, this is where your SEO content and things comes into fruition as well. And a lot of people would maybe say that, you know, your case studies are downloadable PDFs, where that, in my opinion, you know, that shouldn't be the case at all. Sure, you can make it a downloadable PDF, but what you need to do is you need to make it available on your website for search crawlers to find it, for AI to find it. And I mean, when you think about AI and the advent of AI, you know, AI is now coming to your website. They're scanning your content to try and understand what your business is, how it's positioned, what type of customers that you serve, and your case studies are a big part of that, you know? Yeah. So case studies are it's really powerful for B2B. It's where decisions are high stakes and trust is everything. So B2B businesses need to be jumping on case studies and providing case studies for their prospects.
Yeah. So the anatomy of a great case study. So there's a simple structure that kind of works every single time. You know, you've got the challenge. So what problem did your client face? And then we have the solution, and that's what did you do to solve their challenge? And then the results, which is the measurable outcomes and the impact. And then the last bit is the human element. So some quotes or maybe they left you a review, you can add that in, add a picture of your client as long as it's fine with them. And it just shows from their client's perspective.
And really what you want to try and do there is you want to try and get a video testimonial. Yeah. And that can be really difficult, right? Because we're all busy. Not everybody likes to be on TV or on video or anything like that. So that can be difficult, but you can try and overcome that by speaking to your client. You can provide them with a plan of how things are going to go, questions are going to be asked, how things will work out. Maybe even provide them with an example. But if you can get them to do a video testimonial, that will always win over just a normal testimonial.
Worth so much more, yeah. And you can always, you know, with that video testimonial, you want to make it as simple and easy as possible for your client. You don't want them to have to, you know, do too much. Just make it simple for them and you do all the work.
Yeah.
So some common mistakes is, you know, you're too vague. So we help them grow. That's cool, but you know, how did you help them grow? What did you do? What did you implement to get them to where they need to be?
That's right. And really here as well, what you want to try and do is you want to be specific with the outcomes that you've gotten, you know. So if you, like us, we took a client from 1.6 million and it took them 6 years to get to that point. And when we integrated our Metamorph IQ system, we added an additional 2 million to the bottom line within 12 months. So that took them to, 3.6 million it was in 12 months. So it is achievable. It does work, provided you follow the process. But if when you're doing your case studies, you need to be specific. You know, what specific revenue did you drive? Sometimes percentages can be a little bit hew with, because if they're not driving, if they don't have like a massive revenue stream at the minute, and you say, well, we've helped them 200%, but they're only driving 100 grand anyway, which isn't to be sniffed at, I suppose, depending on the business and things. But you know, it's much more, it just looks better if you're a bit more specific with the actual numbers.
Yeah, you don't want to just put in, you don't want to just have no metrics and just have we increased their, Well, how did you do that? Add in the numbers, make it as simple. And the third one is writing it as an ad instead of telling a story. And I think this is what quite a lot of people tend to do is, you write it as, oh, we did this, we did that, rather than this is the challenge they face. This is how we helped them. This is what we did. And this was the results that they got to see from our work.
That's
Because
right.
it is, you're gassing up your work, I guess, and showcasing what you can do for businesses.
And of course, when you say that, gassing up your work, you need to make sure that you're absolutely honest,
Yes.
and it's all authentic stuff, so that you actually did do what you say you did.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing, the last thing you want is you don't want to be, telling people you've driven an extra 2 million over 12 months for someone else to come in and invest the same and then not get to that same amount. Now, obviously, it's always
Yeah.
going to be different anyway, right? Depending on the business, the decisions and tactics and strategies and things like that's getting done. But you want to be real. You want
And
to be
authentic.
honest and
Yeah.
authentic, yeah.
So, from testimonial to case study. So the difference between a testimonial and a case study is a testimonial is an opinion from, a client, whereas your case study shows the story and the proof of what you did and how they got there. It shows what you can do for different companies and what you did for them.
That's right. It basically solidifies your credibility. It provides evidence and the impact that you can make to your prospects, and especially that prospect is reading that case study, identifying themselves with, that's the same problem I've got, and that's the kind of results that I can expect. So these guys are who I need to speak to.
Testimonials are amazing because they're great social proof, but they don't always close the sales because they don't actually tell a story of what you did. And that's where, you can weave in your testimonials within your case studies.
That's right.
So, repurposing case studies across marketing. Now, a lot of people I notice pop up their case study, or this is the same for awards, for a lot of stuff. They'll post it once and that's it, done. Case studies aren't just for your website. They're sales decks and proposals. You can add them in there. This is what we did for this client. Check it out here. Check out what they had to say. Post it on LinkedIn posts and thought leaderships. Create it as a lead magnet or some gated content. You can even do it as an ad with, going onto a landing page. This is exactly what we did. Contact us here to, get the same
Results.
experience results, yeah. And then you've got PR media features. Post it, just post it everywhere. You people don't know what they don't know, and if you're posting them everywhere as much as possible, then they will know, and they'll have a look, and they'll read, and they'll get to understand. And even if they don't come on straight away, they might even start following you, watching you, seeing what you're doing, and then you could be nurturing some potential clients.
That's
And
right.
internally, well, when you're sharing it with your team, it reminds your team of the impact that they're making, you know, with all these different companies or clients or whatever field that you're in. And when you're sharing it externally, it demonstrates your authority and trustworthiness.
Yeah, 100%. Now, what I would say is, when you're sharing your case studies and things, this should actually be part of your overall plan, so that you're not just sharing it everywhere. It's there's a strategy behind what you're actually trying to achieve.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're more a B2B kind of organization, you wouldn't really want. I mean, you could post it everywhere, right? Because you never know where everyone's going to be eventually, so at some point in their life. But I'd be more inclined to say, share it on LinkedIn and things like that, where your prospects generally will hang out, or even kind of local networking groups and things like that as well. So just make sure you're always working to a plan when you're doing this sort of your stuff.
Yeah, well, I think with that, I think you could post it everywhere because to me, if you've already created the post and you're posting it on LinkedIn, it only takes 2 seconds to post it on Instagram and all that, provided that you have a an Instagram and say, you know, you have a following on there and your clients are actually there. Otherwise there is no point in that. But you know, it takes 2 seconds just to pop up a little post there as well. But with that, you know, you need to make sure that you are attracting the your right ICP and you're not just taking on any man and their dog, just because they came from Instagram.
Yeah, we've been there, and it's not good. It's not pretty. But of course, when you're talking about sharing it whenever, I mean, we share a lot of things, and to be fair, this is part of our strategy. It's part of our long-term plan, is we share everything on our Google Business profiles as well. From the results that we see on our own website, our own content, our clients' content, this is what we're doing, this is what we've done, and this is the kind of results we're seeing, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, it's important to get it out there. I mean, as you say, people don't know what they don't know, eh?
Yeah. So we have a strong versus weak case studies. So a weak example is, you know, like we said, vague claims, you've got no story, no numbers, and it just sounds like an ad. Nobody's going to take the time to read that, if you're just trying to sell too much. Now, a strong example is, you know, you have a clear challenge, a specific solution, measurable results, and a client voice. And I think the key takeaway with this is that prospects connect with the details, you know, not generalities.
For
And a
sure.
strong case study will show the transformation, not just praise yourself.
That's right. And I mean, I would say take time to develop these assets,
Yeah.
I mean, these should be assets that help drive revenue for your business. So
Yeah.
it's not just a something that you create just for the sake of
Just.
creating it. It's there for it to be a revenue driver. So make sure it's done well, and revisit it as well. I mean, one of the things that I've said to you, Chloe, is I'd like our case studies to be more living, breathable articles and content and things, so that we are sharing the continued results, not just the results that they got had at that time, like 5 years ago, but in actual fact, what's happened over 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and et cetera, et cetera, so that
Yeah.
you can see the compounding effect of the results.
Yep. And now there is a small business advantage with posting your case studies and having those on your website is, you know, you don't need these giant results to make a case study powerful. Like Annette said in previous podcast, it's all about the story you tell and the connection that you're creating, in anything really. And you know, even the modest wins, like, you know, 15% increase, or they saved 5 hours a week, or you know, we've worked with some clients where they're using technology that they're not actually even using and they're just paying $800 for it. And you know, we've taken them off that, cancelled that, and helped them on something else, and that saved them $800 a month. While in your head it's not a lot because it's, you know, to yourself it's always going to be self-explanatory. It's not self-explanatory to, you know, some people, and you really need to explain that to them and show them even the small little things.
That's right.
And it can be very compelling if it's framed well. So percentage growth over our often resonates more than, the big dollar numbers. So if you've helped a company grow by, even if it's like 10, 15% over a certain amount of time, that's great. That's awesome. That's what you want. That's a positive sign. While you have other companies that are growing, 50, 60x, percent, don't disvalue the small percentages. And small businesses have a natural edge. Their stories are more personal, relatable, and authentic. Because it's when you got the small businesses, it might be one or two man bands, and sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes, your small businesses will have that more personal relationship with their clients, and relatable because you're a small business and other small businesses might see that and go, wow, if it's achievable for them, then it's achievable for me.
That's right.
And the key takeaway with that is, with the right framing, even small results can make a huge impact.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, some actionable takeaways this week. When writing your case studies, you should be framing it around the challenge, solution, result kind of framework, because it provides a clear and concise story. Include hard evidence such as metrics, outcomes, and return on investment. Add a human voice such as quotes, perspectives, and try and get that video testimonial from the client if possible. And repurpose your case studies strategically across multiple touch points. And case studies aren't just nice to have, they're core sales tools to help you drive revenue in the long term, I might add as well.
Next week on the Adonis Effect, we're taking a step back from tactics to talk mindset. Because all the strategies in the world don't matter if you're stuck in self-doubt, fear, or playing small. We'll explore the mental shifts every entrepreneur and leader needs to fuel their business growth and how to build the resilience to push through the hard seasons. So if you've ever felt like your mindset was holding your business back, then episode 30 is the one for you.
And the thing is, a lot of people don't know that their mindset is holding them back. Your mindset is everything, especially when you're considering growing your business and you want that continual growth. As it all comes down to mindset. We can show you how to do it, how to get things done. We can implement our process, but you having the right mindset and changing your mindset to one that's kind of growth minded. And open to different things and different opportunities is absolutely essential.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll see you on episode 30.
Awesome.
Bye,
Thank you.
guys.
Bye.